Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, here's the thing. We are organising or trying to organise our Christmas lunch at the moment. Are you going to come up this year or not?
Come? What do you mean, am I going to come? Did we have a Christmas lunch last year?
Maybe we can be bothered last year, actually. The year before, I think we did.
Right, we're having one this year, are we?
Yeah, we are.
All right, okay.
And we're trying to...
What just us four?
Well, we think for the team and close personal friends can come of the show. And if you're listening upstairs and you think that might be you, then do email.
What, and then you'll tell them whether they are a close personal friend of the show or not?
Yeah, you don't want any Tom, Dick or Harry turning
up. That's true.
Anyway, so we're trying to book one before... Because it's getting close now, and it's getting all really booked up around where Radio 1 is. There's so many restaurants around here, but they're all always so busy.
Yeah. Is the Radio 4 lady a friend of the show?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, she's coming.
All right, okay.
Well, I don't know, but I can email her and ask. Or maybe she'll email in now.
Right.
Now, what we ideally want is... I don't know whether they have these, so I'm going to put this out there. We want, like... You know how much of a fan I was when I went to Crete with my dad of the all-inclusive buffet... Remember, yes. I loved the buffet?
Yeah.
It was so good. Just a little band on your arm, and you could have whatever you want, whenever you want.
But it was all-inclusive, wasn't it?
Hence the term all-inclusive.
Yeah.
But I want to know whether they do a kind of all-you-can-eat Christmas menu buffet, because that is what we would favour, me, Becky, and the one that doesn't speak. We want to...
In Crete?
No, I mean here...
Oh, right, I was going to say, brilliant, I'm coming to this Christmas lunch if we're going to Crete.
We want, like, a carvery, but all-you-can-eat. That's okay. What we need, okay?
Do they do that?
I don't know, but let's put
it out
there. I
thought they only did that in I'm Alan Partridge.
We want a Christmas menu, like all the trimmings, but we want all you can eat, right?
Okay.
So if anyone knows of anywhere where that happens, then please do let me know on 81199.
Are you basically asking restaurants to get in touch where we can have an all-you-can-eat Christmas meal?
Yeah,
basically, but, yeah?
Yeah, I'm going to pay for it, obviously.
Oh, you are?
Yes.
Okay. You're going to pay?
Yes.
Okay, I'm definitely
there. For everyone.
Yeah, yeah, for all the friends of the show.
Yeah, well, like I said, that's why you have to email me.
Okay.
Because I'm not just letting anyone in.
Right. Claire Rockus, is she a friend of the show? Dale. Is Dale a friend of the show?
Now, here's another thing. When you have an all-you-can-eat,
yeah,
what are the limits? Is it really all-you-can-eat? All-you-can-eat, is it?
Yeah.
Because I had, what is it though? Because I had a slight problem once in Dubai where it was an.
Right.
Not like that. Right. No. Where were you? I was in a hotel.
Okay.
And it was an all you can eat and drink one.
Right.
And there was a bit of a quibble over the amount of wine that I could have.
There's a surprise.
So I just want to know whether it really is all you can eat. If anyone knows about this, then could you please let me know? And also, if there is a kind of carvery Christmas style all you can eat, that would be amazing too.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Okay, let's do it.
Oh. What's occurring?
It's our daily quiz. Oh, what's occurring? I've got three situations here. It's quite simple. Just tell me what happened next.
Oh, what's occurring?
1-1 at the moment, so I believe the phrase is everything to play for.
Exactly.
1 to Becky, 1 to Chappers. Get along to play at home at 81199. Let me know how you did. First one.
Oh, what's occurring?
First, it's our panorama-style question today. With Gemma, who works in our office upstairs, she asked the questions that really matter on the streets of Great Britain.
She's a hard-hitting reporter.
Here is today's panorama question.
This is Panorama.
Favourite celebrity?
That's right, we are 16 people on the street.
16?
16.
Right.
Who your favourite celebrity is? Ponder this if you would, though. Which celebrity was mentioned more than any other in our survey?
Oh.
What, out of the whole world?
Out of the whole world.
What, so you're not going to give us any clue? Like film or music or telly?
Just one name that was mentioned more than any other. What's your favourite celebrity, by the way?
What's my favourite celebrity?
Yeah, who?
Katy Perry or David... No, Katy Perry, David Beckham.
Both same, yeah?
Yeah, kind of.
About you?
For different reasons.
Kerry Katona or Christopher Biggins?
Don't be so ridiculous.
Right, let's find out.
Those ads at the start of I'm a Celebrity made me want to gag.
Oh, what's occurring?
16 people were asked on the streets.
Can we guess first?
Let's guess.
Sorry to tell you how to do it.
Sorry.
Right, I'm going to go Simon Cowell.
Okay, Simon Cowell.
And I'm saying Britney Spears.
It's always good if you guess first, I think.
It's always good if the question master asks you the question.
Okay,
and waits for the answer.
Hang on. So Becky's, you're saying Simon Cowell.
Yeah.
Becky's saying what?
Oh, I'm saying Britney Spears.
Right, I'm right on it today.
Yeah.
Okay, let's find out.
Who's your favourite celebrity?
My favourite celebrity, probably the Queen.
What?
Because she's just really cool.
Favourite celebrity is definitely Didier Drogba.
Who?
He's a man.
He's a man.
He meant to say he's the man.
All right, who is that?
He's a Chelsea footballer. Sorry, oh. I just said thank you for my tea on it. So, yeah, he's a Chelsea footballer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, maybe not for much longer.
He's a man. And the Queen is quite cool, isn't she?
Yeah, but I just wouldn't have classed her as a celebrity. But anyway,
next.
Who is your favourite celebrity?
The moment, it's got to be Cheryl Cole.
I'll go for McFly, but all four of them. I'm a bit greedy.
Who is your favourite celebrity?
I really like Brad Pitt. Yeah, it's good.
Who's your favourite celebrity?
Boris Johnson.
I like it that he knew straight away. Because if that was a question asked to me on the streets, just randomly, if someone came up to me with a microphone, I'd have to have a think about it,
yeah.
But not this guy.
Who's your favourite celebrity?
Boris Johnson.
Boris Johnson.
He must work for Boris.
Mm. Next, as we continue, who's your favourite celebrity on What's the Game?
Who is your favourite celebrity?
John Lennon, because I feel very identified with him and I think that he gave a lot to society. I mean, a celebrity in a way that people treat him. I don't think that he was too into, like, celebrities nowadays, so they are, like, all...
You understand any of this?
...stuff like fashion or things that doesn't really worth too much. But I really think that he was, like...
Anybody?
...someone that
she
could
likes
take
him.
That... fame or whatever to a more important level.
Okay, love.
I'd love to know what Gemma's response to all of that was.
This is more like the normal kind of answer we get.
Who is your favourite celebrity?
I'd have to say Jordan because she's amazing.
Well, my favourite celebrity is actually Kerry Katona.
Who's your favourite celebrity?
Kay Moss. She has great style.
See, that's more like it. What?
Did somebody actually say Kerry Katona?
Yes, they did.
That's two now because I said it as well.
Wrong.
Still, though, no one has been mentioned more than once.
No, makes it quite difficult, this question.
Who is your favourite celebrity?
Jared Leto, because he's really good looking and he's in a really good band.
I think at the moment it's someone like Johnny Depp.
Yeah. Who is your favourite celebrity?
Johnny Depp, because he's absolutely gorgeous. I wouldn't mind.
She wouldn't mind?
She wouldn't mind.
No. I think the tape cut off at that point. So two for Johnny Depp now.
Wow.
Okay.
Who is your favourite celebrity?
I think it would have to be Daniel Craig, because he's not like all the other celebrities who are just doing it for the fame. Well, actually, they don't all do it for the fame, do they? But, I mean, at least he's got some integrity. And my sister actually doesn't like him because she says he's got no personality, but I like that because he's famous for being an actor, not for being a comedian or something. But yeah, I guess... having digressed slightly, I'd have to say Daniel Craig, yeah.
Who is your favourite celebrity?
Daniel Craig.
Why is that?
Really beef.
You see, two very...
Really? Did he just say
really
beef?
Really beef.
Two very different explanations there. One very long and considered, and the other one...
Daniel Craig.
Why is that?
Really beef.
Really beef.
Was the first bloke going out with the John Lennon girl?
Yeah, I think
were
maybe.
Were they a couple
yeah.
when they were asked?
Yeah. So what first attracted you to Daniel Craig? Really beef. Is that the newer horse for one bin? I think it might be. Next.
Who is your favourite celebrity?
Lauren Conrad. She's great. And she has great fashion sense. And, yeah, she lives my life in LA.
Is that the one from The Hills?
Yeah.
Is she a celebrity?
Well, kinda. I love her. She lives my life in LA, darling.
I thought she worked at a fashion magazine.
I'm guessing Chappers doesn't watch The Hills.
I've no idea what you're talking about. I don't want to appear out of touch here, but I've no idea what you're talking about.
Okay.
Who lives your life in LA? The Hoff.
David Hasselhoff. Next.
Who is your favourite celebrity?
Oh, this is a good one, right? If you're looking for your favourite celebrity, who? I'm surprised none of you went for this one.
Who is your favourite celebrity?
Luke Worrell, Kelly Osbourne's boyfriend.
What?
Yeah.
What's he famous for?
Being Kelly Osbourne's boyfriend.
I didn't even know she had a boyfriend.
I'm surprised you didn't get that one.
I know. Why was I so...
She has got a boyfriend. I think he's a model. But that's her favourite celebrity. Out of all celebrities in the whole
Kelly
world.
Is that Kelly
Osbourne?
No. Putting on a voice.
Let's have a listen.
Who is your favourite celebrity?
Luke Worrell, Kelly Osbourne's boyfriend.
Listen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely.
I know.
Oh! What's a kitty?
I'm sure he's very nice, but, you know...
So neither of us got that then, is that right?
That's right.
It was quite hard.
Quite hard because I did give you the whole world of celebrities to choose from.
And what was the most popular one in the end?
Daniel Craig and Johnny Depp. You know Lorraine Kelly?
Yes.
She'd
lovely. Have been up there. She'd have been on my...
She's lovely.
She's not really beef though, is she?
She's not really beef.
No.
But she is so positive about everything. She is the world's most positive person, despite not being really beef.
Yeah.
Not a bad word to say, but here's my question to you. Today, on LK Today, how many times did Lorraine Kelly gush about something?
How many times did she gush about something?
Mm. Just generally positive about something.
Yeah.
I'm going to say a lot.
I'm going to say more than a lot.
I need to... Can you be a bit more
well,
specific?
Well, you didn't lay down any... Yeah.
How many times?
Quite a few.
More than quite a few. Seven. She's just trying to...
Oh,
she's stalling for time so I go first.
Way more than that on LK Today. 15.
You're saying 15. Mm. Chappers is saying seven. Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's Lorraine Kelly generally being nice on LK Today.
It's great, isn't that? Great film, loved it. Brilliant little child actor.
I think it went really well.
It's really, really good. Perfect, perfect movie for this time of year. Absolutely brilliant. The robot goat.
Oh,
well, he's not a robot, but he's amazing. Fantastic.
Thank
great
you.
Great to see you.
Fantastic transformation. Absolutely brilliant. But what was it like having her and taking her home? It must have been amazing.
I'm so pleased for you. It's fantastic.
And look what you get at the end of it.
Fantastic. Congratulations. Mm-hmm. Absolutely brilliant. Great stuff. She's beautiful.
Us Brits make the best smoked salmon in the world, mm-hmm. particularly up in Scotland, as I'm sure you know.
Yeah, that's great. Do you know, that would be fantastic, see when you're travelling.
I know. So it is machine washable as well, which is good news.
No, that's a great wee piece, that's really
isn't
good.
Isn't it? Quid.
Yep, great. Really nice.
£79.99 for that. It comes in chocolate great. Brown.
So once again, the viewers have been hard at it. Love it.
She was positive 22 times
on
this morning's LK Today.
That's a lot of gushing.
How long is that show?
It's not that long, isn't it? Half an hour?
It's 8:35 to 9:20.
Right.
Good knowledge there.
Thanks.
Tops.
Good. So, Becky said 15.
I thought you were meant to be on the school run at that point.
Yeah, I am on the school run at that point. I just know.
Becky gets the point.
Oh! What's a kitty?
Have you got one of those posh in-car TVs?
No, I don't have an in-car TV. I just know when Lorraine Kelly's on because I like Lorraine. I don't see it in the morning because I'm very busy, but I just know when she's on.
You know Voiceover Man?
I empathise with them. We're both very positive.
You know Voiceover Man? He's on everything. Hole in the Wall, X Factor, you know him.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you think would win out of a fight between him and Westwood? Not a physical fight, obviously, we don't condone that. I'm talking about a verbal joust.
Oh, Westwood.
You think Westwood would win?
Yeah.
In the insults game, which is back... Here's my question. How long could Voiceover Man and Westwood trade insults for before they ran out? Becky?
2 minutes.
Chappers?
1 minute and 59 seconds.
Oh. Chappers, grow up.
All right. Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here is the insults game between Voiceover Man... and Westwood. Okay, here's the insult game with Voiceover Man and Westwood Big. Westwood, you can start.
I'm going to start this off.
Well, this is one I often use in the street when things get a little hectic, a bit of drama. You're a naughty boy!
You have all the charm of a soap dish.
You look like you fell out of the ugly tree and hit every branch on the way down.
Wally.
I know your mum.
Crusty face.
Let me finish. Sour face. I know your mum.
Wally.
Let me finish. I know your mum.
Wally.
No, son, you may let me finish. You just keep... this is just going on and on. What you got to do, you just got to pause for a minute, fall back, all right? Just relax.
Simpering
sop. No, relax! I'm about to go in with my insult. You don't understand what's going on.
Goofball.
Oh, my... Who is this guy?
Weedling.
Can't you go to a different agency or something?
Since when were underpants worn outside your trousers a sensible and dignified fashion statement?
Since Superman. Let me get mine in right now. I'm
Shut
going
it.
In. Pause. You... Oh, I've lost my flow. Listen, no. I'm going in now. You look like a brick ball eating a wasp.
Wally.
Now, I'm afraid at that point we had to disqualify VoiceOver Man.
Yeah.
Because he did use the same insult, Wally, four times. And repetition is not allowed in this game. So it was 1 minute 15, which means Chappers gets
Yay.
The point, and it's 1-1. Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Talking about all-you-can-eat Christmas buffets, because we're trying to get our kind of team Christmas do booked at the moment. Do you know what? It's the credit crunch is on. So many people on the text have had their Christmas parties cancelled. A couple of my mates were saying to me earlier today, they always have a work do every year, not on this year.
And that's a shame.
A lot of people asking if they can come to our one. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Why not?
Well, you know what I mean? The credit crunch affects everybody. I'm not paying for everyone.
Were you saying that the people who are texted in aren't friends of the show?
They are. He's just worried about there not being enough food to go around.
Yeah, that's
he's
what it is.
He's only going all you can eat for a reason.
Yeah, I know. But just ask them to do a bit more. Pay a little bit more. Go on.
Someone says, come to the Toby Carvery in Hull. Bit of a track for you, Scott, but worth it for the parsnips.
Apparently, there is one carvery chain where you can keep going up and up, but on Amazing. The seconds and thirds, you're only allowed extras of vegetables and potatoes. You
Not
can't
meat.
Have any more meat, no.
After the second time, you can have meat twice.
Yeah, but then after that, no more meat.
So no more meat on the third. Who goes up third, three and four times? Oh, I'll just have some more veg and potatoes, please.
Well, that's the whole point of them, though.
I tell you what we could do, but what's the time limit on the time you can stay there?
I've never run an all-you-can-eat buffet. Stop asking me questions. I've no idea.
I'm just putting it out there, Chappers.
Right. Someone on the text said they got chucked out after 3 hours.
Right.
That's quite good, though, isn't it, 3 hours? My boyfriend and his friend have spent longer than 3 hours in the Chinese one.
3 hours?
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, really? How long have they spent in there?
5 or 6 hours, I reckon.
And they don't get chucked out?
They got told off yesterday because they went for the chocolate fountain, but apparently that's an extra price.
We can go. We could go Chinese.
I don't do Chinese.
Oh, okay.
Right, he's not going to come anyway, is
no,
he?
No, not really. So we could, in theory, be there like 12 hours. Let that go down a bit. I'll have a coffee.
Yeah.
Start again. You've got to make the most of these things.
Why don't we just move in there?
But, like, what is the time limit? Because someone's saying, 2 hours they got chucked out. You could. You could just, like, have a bit of a chat. Like I said, have a coffee.
And then start
ready
again.
To start again.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, as you would have heard on Newsbeat, the credit crunch is really affecting everybody at the moment.
Credit what?
Crunch. So what more could you want? What more could you want than an actual bargain from Becky's Classifieds? Yeah. We've even toned down our team Christmas do, which we try and do every year. We're going for an all-you-can-eat Christmas lunch in a couple of weeks' time. One price fits all. Just
Why
as well, really.
Go on, I think I know what you're going to say.
Because there's always those people that don't drink the wine and then they always insist on paying less.
Yes,
don't they?
Because when you go out with you, I think that's the perfect thing to do. Because I hardly ever drink and then I end up paying for all yours. I'm not on £586,000 a year.
Neither am I.
I have to say, the worst part, hang on, that kind of balances it out. Because when we go out and have a round, I buy like a pint for me and a pint for the one that doesn't speak and a bottle of white wine for you.
No, you do
that,
not.
Yeah, well, I've had to do that before when I've only had a diet coke.
I lose out in the round.
We're losing £13 a go.
Yeah,
we are. Scott.
You're really painting a bad picture
After
now.
Everything we do for you as well. Anyway, here's the classifieds.
Okay, what have you got for us?
Oh, some good ones this week. The first one's to get in the mood for Christmas.
Crazy Sprout Christmas Crackers. £9.99.
What are they?
Well, they're Crazy Sprout Christmas Crackers.
Each cracker contains the customary snap, hat and joke, along with a sprout to race on the dinner plate track.
Amazing. How often have you been bored? A little bit after Christmas lunch, you get that sort of sluggish thing, and you think, oh, I really do with a sprout to race around my dinner plate track.
Never.
Never, ever, ever, ever.
No?
Well, no. It's better than eating them.
Yeah. That's a good point.
Something completely different for people who want to get extra play value from their crackers. Crackers are 30 centimetres long, and each one contains a clockwork sprout.
It's different, isn't it? Just than having the rubbish joke in and stuff.
I tell you what, it's better than getting those mini screwdriver sets and, like, that hair clip.
Handcuffs.
Handcuffs? How big are your crackers? Or how small are your wrists?
No, there was a pair.
Or where are you buying your crackers from?
I've never had handcuffs in my
life. Oh, this is brilliant.
Right, okay, at my uncle's house, we all went to...
Oh,
it
gets better!
What?
At my uncle's house last year, we went for Christmas dinner.
And his dungeon.
No, and there was a pair of mini handcuffs in the crackers.
Mini ones?
What do you put that? What do you put those on?
I don't know, like a hamster or something.
I don't want to handcuff a hamster, that's really bad.
Seriously, last year I asked my uncle.
Are you going back there this year?
Because everyone was like, ooh, look, mini handcuffs. And my mum got a bit embarrassed.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
You going back again this year?
What did the other crackers
have? No, we're not going this year.
What did the other crackers have in them?
I really can't remember. I just remember the handcuffs being in one of them. Anyway, so I could do the Sprout ones, and maybe I could take them round to my uncle's on Boxing Day or something, because I think that's when we go in there this year, not Christmas Day, just in case you care.
Did it have that in one of the others?
Don't. No, I don't like
I
that word.
Did not. I don't like that word either.
It's really wrong. Anyway.
Next.
So, do you want me to get them?
Yes, actually.
I think we're going to get this one for Chappers.
Naked man-shaped lager glass. £2.50.
That's a bargain, though.
You like a pint, Chappers?
I do like a pint. I don't really want to drink out of a naked man, though.
For the party-goer who has everything.
See,
take this to your next party, and I guarantee that you won't be short of anything to talk about.
You don't want to drink a pint out of a naked man.
A naked man glass. I don't want to drink a pint out of either when push comes to shove.
There's a slight abrasion mark just down from the rim, probably caused by hanging around too many dishwashers, but it doesn't detract from the main features.
Do you want that?
No.
It's only £2.50.
I don't care.
Stuff it, I'm going to get it for you anyway.
I don't want it.
Oh, everyone's texting in. They're thumb cuffs, Scott. The mini handcuffs.
Thumb cuffs?
Seriously, everyone knows about these apart from us. We've got hundreds of texts. They're thumb cuffs. They're finger cuffs, you twit.
Were these people all guests at your uncle's? Did Nicola in Manchester come round for her Christmas lunch at your uncle's?
It was only close family. Next.
Very close.
Credit Crunch Magician. £150.
What?
And you all handcuff each other?
No, we don't. There's one pair of handcuffs, mini finger thumb cuffs in one cracker. That was it.
Okay,
it was just a bit of a talking point at the Christmas lunch.
I didn't hear that. Can you play that one again?
Credit Crunch Magician, £150.
See, I won't need to do my classifieds again. If he can magic us all out of the credit crunch, brilliant, and worth 150 quid.
We're all feeling the strain of the credit crunch, so here's a special magical discount deal. I'll perform amazing close-up magic for you at your festive party for a knockdown price of £150 per hour, or 2 hours for £250. Normal professional rates are at least £250 per hour.
Wow.
Wow.
Close-up magic as well.
I reckon we can get a bit of a discount if we tell him we're at the all-you-can-eat.
What, if we throw in some food for him as well?
How much is it for far away magic? Is that cheaper?
Or you could send me, as a present, a magicogram.
I don't really...
That would be really disturbing, wouldn't it? Leaving a wrapped-up magician under the tree on Christmas Eve.
I'll turn up at their house or wherever you want. Do a 20-minute close-up magic show for them and make them feel like the most special person in the universe. All for 60 quid. So long as I can reach you on an All Zones travel card.
So basically he won't go out of London.
Oh, rubbish.
I'm very happy to go out of London, so please call for a quote. So if you want the best magic at this price, then please contact me.
So he's 150 quid an hour but 60 quid for 20 minutes?
Okay. It's probably me doing the maths on that one.
Personal one.
Oh, right.
Okay, fair.
Yeah, it's not bad. I don't really like magicians, though. No, nothing against magicians. I just don't. I'm not a fan of magic generally.
Okay.
Hmm.
Why not?
Don't know. I just don't like it. Doesn't interest
me. Does it confuse you?
Yeah.
Are you left feeling stupid?
Yes. Remember, these are all genuine ads that you can find on the internet right now. We're beating the credit crunch on Radio 1. Next.
Chucky doll. £39.
Right.
What's this?
Chucky's off a film, isn't it?
Yeah.
Buy now, before I go.
Go where?
Well, sounds a bit ominous to me.
Whether you like him or not, Chucky is a horror icon.
Is Chucky the one whose head spins round? No?
Don't know.
We're so good with films, aren't we?
Sounds like it might be a collector's item, therefore we can go on the Antiques Roadshow and sell it for a lot more than we're actually paying.
Okay.
For.
They emailed the other day saying they heard we were talking about Antiques Roadshow and that it's cool again, and maybe we could go on at some point.
What, and get you valued?
You could take your Pocahontas soap dish along.
I don't know where it is.
First introduced in 1988's Child's Play, Chucky took the idea of a killer doll and ran with it. Four sequels later, and Chucky has cemented his ground as one of horror's great franchise characters.
Yeah.
Your Pocahontas soap dish, your leather glove, and your mini handcuffs. You can get them all valued.
I cannot believe how many people have had these thumb cuffs in their cracker last year. Okay. So many. Check right. The text.
Yeah.
No, I'm not interested in Chucky. Don't like horror. Next.
Lighthouse postcard. Strange. £1.30.
That's a lot for a postcard.
That is an awful lot, yeah.
Standard postcard size. Brand new. Perfect condition.
Of a lighthouse.
Hmm.
Good.
Lovely picture. Although, I don't know why there's a horse and a bicycle on top of the lighthouse.
Hey?
Okay, now I actually want it.
It is brilliant. There's a picture of it.
There's a horse and a bicycle on top of a lighthouse.
Well, in the bit, you know, where you stand around the edge, yeah.
How do you get a horse up a lighthouse?
Well, how'd you get it down? It's
only
£1.30.
No, that was a joke. Obviously, you don't push a horse off a lighthouse.
That's some... Well, I would just like to see that. I mean, it's a lot... That is overpriced, I would say, for a postcard, but I just want to see it for the photo.
I'll get that one for
Thank
you.
Thank you. All right.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Now, you know we've been saying that we want Simon to maybe consider doing Muppet Week on X Factor.
Yeah.
Because they've got a lot of good songs, haven't they, and Muppets? And obviously not this week, because Britney's on. But the week after, I'm seeing a big gap in the schedule. So... I would like you to now have a listen to this, please, OK? Now, I can't say where this has come from, but I can tell you this has been sent by an anonymous X Factor source, OK? I'm not allowed to name them.
Yeah.
Now, it's claimed that this has come from an X Factor rehearsal, because, you know, they've rehearsed quite a lot, OK?
Mm-hmm.
See what you think, and just think what this tells you, OK?
OK.
It's quite subtle.
It's time! It's time to light the lights. It's time to meet the Muppets on the X Factor tonight. It's the X Factor Muppet Week.
Now, what do you think?
Cool.
That sounds like the voiceover man's been practicing.
Like, it does. It sounds like he's rehearsing already.
Do you think that might do it?
Well, if he's rehearsing, that kind of indicates, yeah.
Now, from these MP3s that I've been sent, it looks like... well, let me play... Actually, I've got another one for you here, okay? Which might... I think they might do it.
It's time to play the music. It's time to light the lights. It's time to meet the Muppets on the X Factor tonight.
Would be amazing.
So but that also makes it sound like the Muppets are actually going to be there.
Yeah.
To mentor them.
Now, I think if these sources are to be believed, that the contestants have been practising as well.
I'd love it if Miss Piggy was stood by the piano teaching them all how to sing.
Exactly.
When I met Miss Piggy, I couldn't believe it. It was like a dream come true.
When I saw her hoof come down the stairs, I was just overcome.
Yeah. Never thought I'd be meeting Miss Piggy. Now listen, I think that the contestants have also been practising for Muppet Week.
No.
Diana Vickers!
It's Martin, being green.
Imagine her there with a hand.
Having to spend each day the colour of the leaves.
Mm.
When I think it could be nice to be red or yellow or gold. There's something much more colourful like that.
Now, I do hope this is real and we're not the victim of some cruel hoax here.
I don't think... Why would anybody try and hoax you? I think they're just trying to give you the inside track.
I've got another one.
Owen, quick!
Imagine they're just sat on some stairs.
Halfway down the stairs is a stair where I sit.
That really sounds like him as well.
Quite like it.
There's definitely something going on. There has to be. Come on, Simon, please.
Now you sounded a little bit desperate.
Please. If we say please enough, I hope that he'll make it happen. Maybe we should do some kind of petition. But, I mean, maybe we don't need to because... Well, I'll play you another one.
JLS!
Phenomena. Phenomena. Phenomena.
Come on, boys.
I think they've got a hit on their hands with that one.
Do you want to know what Alexandra's song choice is going to be?
Yeah.
Alexandra Bach!
Oh, rubber ducky, you're the one. You make basketball
rubber ducky.
Not so fun. Rubber ducky, I'm awfully fond of you.
And will she be sat in a bath while singing?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's what I'm imagining. I don't know.
Of joy. When I squeeze you, you make noise. Rubber ducky, you're my very best friend. It's true.
Let's face it, they put a mini on stage the other week. Yeah. A bath won't be a problem.
Alexandra in a bath, that wind.
Yeah. Oh, and Ruth as well.
Oh, don't forget her.
Ruth Lorenzo!
Swedish chef. Please make it happen, Simon.
Wow. Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
We're trying to organise our team Christmas show kind of lunch at the moment, and we put the question out there earlier. Is there such a thing as an all-you-can-eat Christmas lunch menu? We need to be really careful. I've got some scary news.
What?
We just found this story, okay? A Texas man was jailed last week after refusing to pay for a second buffet meal after his girlfriend ate a couple of bites from his plate. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution reported Wednesday that Dan Lidscombe, 40, of Texas City, Texas, was arrested after refusing to pay for the second $7 meal at an Iron Skillet restaurant in northwest Atlanta. According to a police report, Lidscombe said, "There were no signs in the restaurant that said someone couldn't have some food off your plate," the paper said. Lidscombe was jailed on a charge of theft of services, but was released 2 days later after he pleaded guilty to disorderly conduct, the paper said.
Well, there's obviously etiquette. It has to be one person, one plate.
Well, someone got five meals for $5.95. If there's no signs up, where's the boundary? This is what I'm talking about.
Oh, we always get one drink and one share the free refills.
Who does?
Do you?
Me and my boyfriend, yeah.
Do you?
What's wrong with that?
So he actually went to prison, did he say?
Yeah, for 2 days. Because his girlfriend had a couple of bites from his plate.
But when the friend turns up, he's a bit late and goes, "Oh, I'll give me one of those pork balls or whatever they are." And then
I'll have one of them sausages wrapped in bacon, please. Next thing you know, you're arrested.
Can you imagine being in a cell? What are you in here for? Murder. What are you in here for? My missus had a couple of bites off my free buffet plate.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I know. She had some stuff in. Next thing you know, some handcuffs. I was talking about the Christmas menu.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.